So here we are, the end of our second full day together. It was challenging for me to break the silence with my voice. It's so still in this room. And I thought we could end the formal part of the day, the structured part of the day together. Two things. One is feeling the sweetness of this Sangha and dedicating the merit of our time together. And I also have a poem to share that I was reminded of based on Gil's talk earlier. So, beginning with the sweetness, I'll just invite all of us to reflect on the support of one another here. And that includes all the online yogis. And that includes the redwoods outside and the sun and the wind and the water we've been drinking from the well. Soon enough, all of our water is going to be from this watershed, all the water in our bodies. And the gift of this practice to be here with one another. We really can't do this alone. And so perhaps sensing into your hearts any sense of gratitude or warmth or kindness, appreciation, and dedicating our day together, the sweetness of just being here, even if it's been hard and challenging, just being here in this web of support. That all of the learning and the presence and the cultivating of patience and spaciousness and kindness, may it benefit all beings. That all beings everywhere know a sense of safety, of refuge, know peace in their minds and their hearts. Really feel a sense of belonging in this world. And know the freedom that's possible. And then here's the poem. It's by a poet named Judy Brown, and I was reflecting on it around Gil's words of spaciousness. What is it to expand that tent? Really make space for whatever's here and the kind of boundless nature of who we truly are. So it's called Fire. What makes a fire burn is space between the logs. a breathing space. Too much of a good thing, too many logs packed in too tight, can douse the flames almost as surely as a pail of water would. So building fires requires attention to the spaces in between, as much as to the wood. When we are able to build open spaces in the same way we have learned to pile on the logs, then we can come to see how it is fuel, and absence of the fuel together, that makes fire possible. We only need to lay a log lightly from time to time. A fire grows simply because the space is there, with openings in which the flame that knows just how it wants to burn can find its way. So thank you so much for your practice. May you rest well if you choose to rest, and stay in practice as long as you like. And when you sleep, sleep deeply. And I'll see you all tomorrow.